This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Let's start with jobs. The Labor Department said today that first-time unemployment claims fell last week to 385,000, continuing a gradual decline we've seen in the past several months. But that still leaves nearly 13 million Americans getting some kind of unemployment assistance, most of them through one of the pandemic-related federal programs. And that's after 26 states pulled out of those programs early. Remember, the idea was to encourage more people to go back to work. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks now at what really happened.
It's been over a month since many states stopped participating in the federal unemployment programs. And so far, there's no evidence that cutting off those benefits has led to more people going back to work.
What actually happened is states that ended unemployment benefits early had a slowing down of hiring compared to states that had kept unemployment benefits in place.
Ray Sanza is with the payroll processing firm Homebase, which found employment actually fell about 1% in states that ended the federal benefits and rose more than 2% in states that kept them. UKG, another payroll processing firm, found something similar.
States that didn't end the benefit ended up growing their workforce activity about twice as fast as the states that did.
Dave Gilbertson at UKG says correlation is not necessarily causation here. Many of the states that are still participating in the federal programs were hit the hardest by the pandemic recession, and so had a lot further to go in terms of hiring. But even so,
it was very clear in the data that the expanded federal benefits really were not the reason that people are not returning to work.
One of the main reasons many people are still out of work is childcare, says Rebecca Dixon at the National Employment Law Project.
Lots of camps are still closed. There's the issue of, are schools going to reopen in person?
And of course, there's also the Delta variant and the fact that in many states, COVID cases are rising again. Meanwhile, the expanded federal unemployment benefits are set to expire everywhere in a month. Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says that's premature.
It's certainly going to complicate people's financial stability, their housing stability, and we know that it will slow economic growth.
Because, he says, it will take a lot of consumer spending out of the economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.